This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you rebels, getting ready to tie the knot, listen up. We're not here for your Pinterest perfect cookie cutter bullshit. Today, we're diving deep into the floral world with Cosette's Creations out of Colorado Springs. And let me tell you, if you're sick of seeing the same damn roses and baby's breath, you're in the right place.
Absolutely. We've got the intel from the straight shooters at Engaged AF Magazine, who nailed it when they said Cosette's is making floral design rebellious again for couples who want their wedding to actually reflect who they are, you know, not some dusty tradition. We're also peeling back the petals on Cosette's own website for the unfiltered truth.
Yeah, our mission for you badasses who want your wedding flowers to be a goddamn statement, a powerful expression, as Engaged AF so eloquently put it, is to figure out what makes Cosette tick and, like, why her approach is gold for anyone allergic to the ordinary. So who the hell is Cosette, this anti-fluff florist they're talking about?
Well, what's interesting is that Cosette Kirkpatrick didn't come up in some typical floral design mill. Her background is in social work. Think about that pivot for a minute. It's just someone driven by a desire for, like, genuine connection and meaningful expression, not just arranging pretty petals for the sake of it. How do you think that informs her work?
Right. It's like she traded navigating societal headaches for helping couples celebrate their freaking love in a way that feels authentic to them. And her philosophy, make it personal or don't make it at all. That's the kind of no bullshit attitude we can respect. Engaged AF didn't hold back either, stating flat out, no copy-paste Pinterest boards here, folks. Finally, someone gets it. But what does that actually mean for the couple she works with?
Well, consider the wedding industry's tendency towards trends. You see the same styles recycled year after year, right? Cosette seems to be actively resisting that. While she's clearly skilled enough to do the classic romantic looks, her portfolio and ethos suggest a real enthusiasm for the moody, the modern, the boho, and especially anything totally offbeat. That tells you she's not just following a formula. She's genuinely interested in the couple's individual style.
Okay, so she's not about the same old, but when a couple walks in saying, we want something different, what does that actually look like with Cosette? Let's talk services, but ditch the polite descriptions.
Yeah.
Engaged AF says her services slay, so let's unpack why. Bridal bouquets, starting at $275. These aren't just a handful of forgettable stems, are they?
Not at all. Engaged AF calls them storybook centerpieces of your personality. It's not just about the visual appeal. It's about capturing the essence of the individual. That price point likely reflects a deeper level of customization and the time it takes to really nail someone's personal style in floral form. You see a lot of florists offering bouquets in that range, but what do you think differentiates Cosette's approach to justify that investment for a couple wanting something truly unique?
Good point. Yeah, it probably comes down to that initial consultation and her ability to really listen. Then you've got the bridesmaid bouquets, $80 to $170. Engaged AF hits it again, cohesive but never boring.
Hmm.
We've all seen those bridesmaid bouquets that are clearly like afterthoughts. What's Cosette likely doing to avoid that?
Well, that price range suggests they're substantial enough to feel like a thoughtful part of the overall design without overshadowing the bridal bouquet. Cosette likely considers how they complement the bride's flowers in terms of color, texture, and style, but still gives them their own distinct character. It's about creating a harmonious but not, you know, homogenous look.
Right. Boutonnieres, $15 and up. I love this description.
Yeah.
Simple, elegant, or a little weird. Your call. Yes. Finally, someone gets that not every groom or groomsman wants a basic-ass rose stuck on their lapel. Why is offering that kind of flexibility important?
It's about allowing even the smaller details to reflect individual personalities. A quirky boutonniere can be a subtle but significant way for someone to express themselves and add a touch of unexpected charm to their look. It shows attention to detail and a willingness to go beyond the standard wedding tropes.
Totally. Centerpieces, $45 to $300 plus carry stuff. It's a pretty wide range. Engaged AF calls them table conversations waiting to happen, modern, lush, minimal, maximal. What does that price range tell us about her flexibility and approach?
It indicates she can work with a variety of budgets and visions. Whether a couple wants understated elegance or full-blown floral extravagance, she has options. The description suggests she's not just filling space, she's thinking about how the centerpieces contribute to the overall atmosphere and encourage interaction among guests. What kind of elements do you think she might incorporate to make them actual conversation starters?
Maybe incorporating unexpected textures or unique flower combinations that people haven't seen before. And then we get to the arbors and installations, starting at $450. This is where you can really go wild. Floral chandeliers, hanging installations, or ceremony backdrops that make jaws drop. Forget your basic draped fabric. What kind of impact can these kinds of installations have on a wedding?
Oh, huge. These kinds of installations can completely transform a venue, creating immersive and visually stunning focal points. They elevate the entire aesthetic and provide incredible photo opportunities. The starting price reflects the scale and complexity involved, obviously, but the impact on the overall guest experience can be massive. It moves beyond just decorative elements to creating an actual environment.
But it's not just about looking pretty for the gram, is it? Engaged AF rightly points out that Cosette is building an experience, not just churning out recycled trends or identical weddings. How does her process contribute to this feeling of a unique experience?
I think her background in social work likely plays a role here. It suggests an ability to connect with people on a deeper level, to understand their stories and translate that into a tangible expression. It's not just about arranging flowers based on an aesthetic. It's about understanding the couple's vision and values.
Exactly. She's down for color palettes that pop and textures that spark curiosity. None of this safe beige on beige snooze fest. She wants to create something that actually reflects the couple's damn energy. And she's all about the collaboration, mood boards, helping you actually see what she's envisioning. Why is that collaborative aspect so crucial, you think?
That collaboration ensures the couple feels heard and that the final result is a true reflection of their personalities, not just the florist's interpretation. The mood boards and visualization tools help bridge the gap between abstract ideas and concrete floral designs, reducing the chances of miscommunication and ensuring everyone is, you know, on the same page.
Right, right. And here's a truth bomb for you unconventional couples.
Yeah.
She's your go-to if you've got a weird idea you're not sure a florist would ever touch. Those are the weddings that stick with you, the ones that throw tradition out the window and do something truly original. What does this willingness to embrace the weird say about Cosette's approach?
It speaks to a level of creativity and confidence, definitely. Many florists prefer to stick to more conventional designs, the safe stuff. Cosette's willingness to tackle unconventional ideas suggests she's passionate about her craft and genuinely excited by the challenge of bringing unique visions to life.
Okay, now let's talk about not being a wasteful asshole. Engaged AF says Cosette doesn't fuck around when it comes to sustainability, minimizing waste, skipping floral foam when possible, supporting local and ethical sourcing. Why should couples who give a damn about the planet care about this aspect of her business?
For environmentally conscious couples, this is huge. It means their celebration aligns with their values. Supporting a florist who prioritizes sustainability reduces the environmental impact of their wedding. And the focus on local and ethical sourcing also often translates to fresher, higher quality flowers and supports local businesses. It's a win-win.
Yeah, totally. And speaking of not getting ripped off, let's talk money. Refreshingly transparent pricing with estimated costs online. No hidden fees, bullshit. You know what you're getting into. Why is this kind of transparency so important in the wedding industry? It feels like it shouldn't be rare, but it kind of is.
It absolutely builds trust and allows couples to budget realistically from the outset. The lack of transparency around pricing is a common frustration in the wedding industry, so Cosette's approach is a welcome change. It empowers couples to make informed decisions without fear of unexpected costs down the line.
Okay, so you're intrigued, you're digging her vibe. How do you even get the ball rolling? Booking, apparently, is chill AF. Online consultation, no pressure, no awkward sales pitch, just a conversation about flowers and telling your story through them. Sounds like a damn breath of fresh air compared to some of the high-pressure sales tactics out there.
Exactly. It's framed as a collaborative discussion, allowing for a genuine exchange of ideas without the pressure to commit immediately. This approach likely leads to more authentic and personalized designs because the focus is on understanding the couple's needs and vision, not just making a sale.
And it's not just engaged AF gushing, right?
Yeah.
Real weddings, real reviews all over Colorado, garden, industrial, mount. She's done it all. Clients saying she understands their vision better than they do and that they walk away with an experience, not just flowers. That kind of feedback speaks volumes about her ability to connect.
Yeah, those testimonials provide invaluable social proof. They demonstrate that Cosette consistently delivers on her promises and that her clients are genuinely thrilled with her work. The variety of wedding settings she's worked in also highlights her versatility and adaptability as a designer. She's not a one-trick pony.
All right, you badass brides and grooms. Listen to this final truth bomb from Engaged AF, and we couldn't agree more. Don't hire safe. If you're not about cookie-cutter traditions, if you actually give a damn about creative expression, sustainability, and working with a true artist who gives a shit, then Cosette's Creations is where the magic happens.
Ultimately, it comes down to what you want your wedding to be. If you envision a celebration that authentically reflects your unique personalities and values, and if you want your flowers to be an integral and expressive part of that, then Cosette's approach is definitely worth exploring.
They nail it with the final damn line. Wedding floristry with a soul, weird, wonderful, wildly original, and dripping in authenticity. Couldn't have said it better ourselves.
Absolutely. It's about infusing personality and intention into every single bloom, creating something that is not only visually stunning, but also deeply personal and meaningful to the couple.
All right, you beautiful rebels. If you're in the Colorado Springs area, or even thinking about bringing in some serious floral firepower that breaks all the damn rules, here are the links you need. Her website is cosettes.com, cosettes.com. Go book a consultation. No more excuses for boring-ass flowers. Check out her pricing and packages. Remember, she's transparent as hell. And dive into her incredible work on Instagram at Cosette's Creations and her Facebook page. We'll have all these links in the show notes for your lazy asses.
Definitely check out her social media. Seeing her work in the context of real weddings will give you an even better sense of her unique style and the diverse range of creations she offers. It's pretty inspiring stuff.
So final thought. Are you going to settle for forgettable-as-fuck florals that blend into the background, or are you ready to unleash your inner badass and let your flowers scream, "This is U.S., goddammit!"
Yeah.
Think about it. What's one tired-ass wedding tradition you're absolutely ready to flip the bird to? Maybe your flowers are the perfect place to start that beautiful rebellion.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.